So, what plans do you have to get the government to put legislation in place to make sure that all newly built homes and businesses are sustainable? I don't know where to start with that, Steve. What do you think?
Thank you, Chair.
It's kind of his turn. Sorry.
So, I'm a councillor in West Berkshire, and I speak to our portfolio holder, Hilary Cole, who's here tonight. And I know that one of her biggest frustrations is that the government withdrew the highest standards of planning that wanted and compelled councils to plan and make sure that houses were coming up to scratch in terms of their environmental standard. So the Green Party are wanting to ensure that that is reinstated to a, you know, to passive house and carbon positive levels. You know, so we're going to, you know, that's where we're going to be. It's, you know, I think everybody across all parties agrees on that. You know, it's a big frustration for Councillor Cole and the rest of the planning department that they can't impose those standards when we know that that's what's needed, and it's been needed for some time. So we would push legislation that would get that back on track as a bare minimum. Thank you.
Thank you. Laura, what would you do?
Because I think there's a, yes, it's a good question, because there's a difference between adapting an existing house in that way to new builds. And I think there are three areas I'd like to focus on. I know that the council has had a pilot, a very successful pilot, on solar power, and that's radically increased the use of solar power across this constituency. So I've worked with them to increase the amount of solar power that was going into new houses. One of the things, I was talking to the leader of West Berkshire Council, I think she's in here, and she was saying, and made a very interesting point about biodiversity and about the development of sort of verges along new build roads. The fact that we don't have the teeth to make developers do it, we can simply encourage them. And I think that would be a priority for me. And then the third thing on which I'd want to push the government if I came in is on energy use, because there's so much wastage that comes through energy use at the moment in existing houses. So energy efficiency in the housing stock would be one of my priorities if I was elected. Thank you.
So, Lee, maybe something about businesses. We haven't heard much about them.
About businesses.
The question is twofold. It's about new homes and new businesses.
Oh, right.
I'm trying to help, but I didn't. Sorry.
No. So on new homes, the simple answer is we would legislate. So within our manifesto, there's a clear commitment that house building in the future should be carbon neutral. And again, up to those similar levels. Within the overall national planning policy framework, we can do more. So actually some of the concerns that Laura raised there about grass verges, actually it's that type of legislation that stops us doing it at a local level. So as councillors, we can vote against or for an application, but actually it will then end up in court and the council found to be against national planning policies. So we need to lobby at the right level. And it is one of the reasons why I'm standing here today, actually, is that I was on the town council, and then I realised the district council did stuff that I needed to get done. So I was on the district council, then I realised, actually, I need to change laws somewhere else to get positive change, so that's why I want to be an MP. It's incredibly important that we have this national planning policy framework in place that allows for it, but also that we encourage technology. So in terms of green in business, I think business accounts for about 18% of the UK's carbon footprint. And actually, the way we can do that is making sure the energy production going into them is cleaner and greener as well. So we can do things like we can allow more onshore wind. Onshore wind has pretty much been ruled out by the current Conservative government. They don't allow offshore wind farms to be able to bid for the contract of difference. And so that puts a real disincentive on the cleanest and cheapest version of green energy, which is onshore, being provided to our homes and to our businesses. So the Lib Dems would make sure that we tackle that as well by opening up the energy markets, with what I call the existing plug-and-play technology. And that's how we can transform and hit some of these targets, like 80% of electric being generated renewably by 2030.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me give you a direct answer to how we're going to guarantee how new homes are going to be insulated properly. We are going to commit to, by the end of this parliament, to build 150,000 social homes per year. And that will break down into 100,000 council homes being built, and then 50,000 being built by a property developer with a guarantee of many of those being affordable homes as well. And with those council homes, of course, we will then set the law. We will be building them. So, of course, we will guarantee by law that they will be insulated properly and with green energy. So that's a direct answer within homes. And also, you know, we will be much stricter with the property developers as well, which, unlike the West Berkshire Council selling off land to property developers for that to happen, and with no guarantees in terms of climate there. In terms of business, we have guaranteed where we've committed in terms of legislation that we will put in place 10,000 new wind turbines, 7,000 offshore, 3,000 onshore, and that will obviously support the renewable energy we need to help businesses. So I think on a national level, government role should be supportive of these businesses and becoming more green, and I think we can do that by aiding that kind of renewable energy for them. So that would be my answer in terms of how we guarantee new homes would be energy efficient and also new businesses.
Thank you.
So I think I'm honestly less in a position to make any promises on this in relation to the other candidates. But I do think if, well, whoever's elected, it's probably Laura, I will.
Mr. Burke getting very excited over there.
I will, of course, lobby her or whoever is elected to implement those kind of measures that they've already mentioned. Solar panels on houses, insulation, those are really important things. Sustainability is extremely important, so yeah, I'm all in favour of that.